News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to get caught up with some things going on involving the College Station Police Department. Assistant Chief Chuck Flieger on hand. A couple of events that are coming up we want to remind listeners about. One of them is tomorrow with the law enforcement barbecue competition.
That's correct. This is our second annual Brazos County law enforcement cook-off. We call it the Brazos County Law Enforcement Cook-off, but we actually will have teams from across the state of law enforcement officers are going to come out, compete in some judging of some of their barbecue endeavors and various menu items such as chicken, ribs, and brisket. The money that's raised will be going towards a local officers' benevolence fund, which was established last year. Again, the public is going to be invited to come on out between 11 and 2. And tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for children. And they can get a barbecue sandwich, some chips, soft drink, and have a chance to get out there and show their appreciation to our local law enforcement.
And again, this is where?
Oh, this is at the grounds of Santa's Wonderland out in the 18,000 block of Highway 6 South, south of College Station.
All righty. Something else I want to remind listeners about also is the annual memorial service.
That is correct. That will be next Wednesday, May 13th at noon at the American Pavilion, which is at the north side of Veterans Park. They're off of in between Harvey Road and University Drive. And we're inviting the public to come out and pay honor to the men and women of in law enforcement that have, during 2014, paid the ultimate sacrifice in serving their communities. In Texas, we had 11 officers who paid that price last year. We will be having an honor guard ceremony, 21-gun salute, and our keynote speaker will be provided, or the keynote address will be provided by Brigadier General Joe Ramirez, the commandant of the University, Texas A&M University Corps of Cadets.
And then back to the day-to-day work of the College Station Police Department. We've reported on the news earlier this morning about arrests regarding vehicle burglaries, which has been on the uptick lately, and wanted to get some more information about how that all evolved.
Our officers had responded over to the 400 block Southwest Parkway. A victim had found their vehicle had been burglarized. While they were on scene, they were able to determine that there were additional victims in the area. Our officers, while doing their investigation, observed some individuals believed to be involved in these offenses, attempted to contact them. Individuals ran. One was apprehended, taken into custody. That individual was a juvenile. She was transported to the Brazos County Juvenile Detention Center. And our officers are continuing their investigation and additional arrests regarding the other suspect. And additional charges for both individuals are extremely possible.
We have discussed in previous conversations about the importance of being aware of your surroundings, and this certainly, unfortunately for the victim in this case, found out about it, but took the additional step of reporting it right of way, which helped lead to identifying suspects and getting one of them anyway.
That's correct, and I can't, like you said, we've talked about this in the past, and I can't overemphasize the vast majority of times when we're able to get out there and catch some people who have been burglarizing, it involves some information from the public. Somebody saw something, heard something, notices something that's just not right. They call our police department or their local jurisdiction, and the officers respond out and are able to get out there quickly. And during that investigation, they're able to determine what occurred and find those individuals and hold them accountable for their actions. So, again, I can't overemphasize the need for our citizens to – we're blessed to have community that works well with our police department, but it's that partnership between police and public that is absolutely critical to us being able to successfully do our job.
It's our update this week. College Station Police Department Assistant Chief Chuck Flieger with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.